right to care. It's time to make the switch. Visit us at Optimum.com.
Alternate one?
Sure, why not? And speak again.
And is anything?
No, he'd be.
N2EB and 2ZEP.
the guy that's gonna get some stick around here. I think it's gonna rain. But my fry bands are on the roof. Some homeless guys put a dry bander on my roof. Spearman? Hey, just move the dry bander a little bit.
Trouble starting my car, I don't know, then it did start. The Corolla, so I don't know, and I just got it. might stop by Mavis briefly this afternoon to check on going on there. Why it was a sluggish starting because it didn't get cold last night or anything like that. So very good on the iron. You're going to go with wrought iron, huh? For the steps. Sounds good. Sounds like it should be a good situation for you. And that's a good week, but not too bad. Over to you, Phil.
DC2KKX.
KKX, good morning. And good morning, Steve. Go ahead, pick it up, KKX.
Good morning. Just in my usual spot on the major digging. Before I normally get noisy, except this week when I put a new antenna cable in the car, so the SWR got better. So let's see, maybe I'll get through without too much noise. You'll let me know. Anyway, not sure I'll give it back to Phil, and then you take it.
Very good. It looks like it's going to be one beautiful day today. A little chilly this morning, but I understand it's supposed to be afternoon, so that's nice. Great to see just about all the snow gone. Got a little bit of snow left on my lawn back, but for the most part, everything's defrosted. It's great. All the parking spaces are good. Only a very few that are still covered with ice, but not bad at all. You know, get a bird singing in the morning now, too, so spring is well on its way. So good to hear that. I even managed to do a couple of walks these last few days. I think Pat gets it.
Okay, KB2CWP in the group, WB2CMF Mobile, reporting to you, Peter. Just sounding good, so just solid into the machine so far. And Peter, the other Peter, only the railing is going to be wrought iron, because of the limestone steps, and I forget what the middle stone. So that'll last as long as the steel did. But there was a little bit of a disagreement between my sister and ourselves about the railing, because you know, we wanted something that was maintenance-free, and wrought iron is not maintenance-free. Anyway, I'm almost at the 7-Eleven, so I'll turn it to SET, and I'll be back in a few minutes. WB2CMF Mobile.
WB2CMF Mobile, W2SET Mobile. All right, very good. Good morning to Pete. Okay, wrought iron for the railing land. Okay, very good. I guess for the steps, it's going to probably be steel. I was talking about vinyl or aluminum, you know, that can be used. And, like you said, Phil, that the headers, I guess the supporting boards would have to be steel at least, anyhow, or wood. And, or if the wood is covered by the aluminum or the vinyl, I guess it would last a while, right? Last for a long time, I don't know. It's more to get in there to deteriorate it. So, alright, very good. And Ben, Pete, I wonder if you got through to Ben over the weekend or not. But I did talk about my talk, I think, with him last Tuesday, so I just didn't call this weekend. I know Andy was going to get together with him, I think on Tuesday for breakfast, and he was talking to him as well. So, over to you, let's see, I guess it goes over to Phil. Yeah, Phil, go ahead.
Yes, it.
All right, well, Westchester, most of the snow's gone, except on the north side of houses and buildings with the north face of slopes, and of course the piles from the snow plows and the parking lots. But definitely a big melt. Boston got another 3 inches, so apparently this winter was their biggest snowfall in over 100 years. That was pretty interesting. And people got swamped and all kinds of stuff this weekend, so I never even had a chance to try to call Ben, but I still will do it. And I'm now descending into the water parts of the Deegan, so if I get noisy, let me know.
Thanks. You're still holding the repeater, so no problem. Yeah, Pete, we're not going with steel or anything. It's going to be brick and stone topping. Got what they call limestone. I think it's a limestone steps platform. I think there's some kind of stone tile. It should turn out good, but we'll see. Something needs to be done because, yeah, we look at it. It's all rotted out. Sooner or later, somebody's going to go right through it. So, and it's going to get the two windows replaced. So that should take care for drafts. Over to you, Pete.
Okay, very good. Feel very good on that, and that's been changed. Oh, Rick, wow. Okay, certainly quite different, and that should be good. Be good setup for you, and I guess we'll get that done later in the spring, you know, or fairly soon, I guess. You know, better weather to work on that kind of thing is coming where you can do that. I know a bricklayer, Sal, who built a lot of the New York City schools. He did a lot of the brickwork at the American Airlines terminal and the whole TWP terminal. He told me a lot about how that works and everything. And Pete, very good. Yeah, so a lot of snow on the ground still, but a lot of it has melted. But the rooftops are pretty clear in my area. But there's still quite a bit of snow just even over the ground itself. And a lot of piles still to melt. And final, Ben, when you have a chance, Pete, I know you're busy and stuff, but again, the evening time is best for him after 7:30 when he gets back, you know, gets settled in. And I know he's off tomorrow, I believe. W2SCT Mobile, over to you, Pete.
All right, I'll make it short.
That was a little noisy. We'll have to check on your next transmission. Pete, I think you're going to have sun in your eyes heading east. Sure looks like. Although there's some high clouds, so maybe not. Maybe you'll walk out. Brother Pat, are you back yet?
Yes, I am. It's a block with black ice on it. There is some passing ice.
Pat, you kind of at the end there, I don't know what it was, but you kind of crackled out there. I don't know if that's the link to it, something, but all right, very good. Yeah, a little bit of ice on the roads, I guess, not too bad. I don't see any in my area. There's not any ice on the roads, so. And Pete, I guess you're going through that zone, maybe around in Cortlandt Park. That area, the Bronx. So, I'm looking out over the Flathead Country Club here, and or the old Brookville, I should say, Country Club, and a lot of snow along the golf course here. So, but it's going to get up to 50, 60 today. They pumped up the temperatures, the mid 50s, so there should be a lot of melting today with the sun. Yeah, a few wispy clouds, but it looks little clouds here. Hopefully we'll block out the sun. It's rising at almost 7 o'clock now. I think 7:05, so we're 7:03, so it's been up for a little while, so that helps. The longer it's up, the less it's right in your eyes, you know. Makes it better. So I guess, Pete, over to you and see how you're doing.
Well, very good. KC2KKX for ID. Hopefully I'm doing better. Otherwise, it wasn't the cable. Phil?
Okay, KC2WC, KB2CWC in the group.
Yeah, that was solid that time.
But yeah,
no problems at all. Like I said, like you said, Pete, near 50 today, yeah, a lot of the remaining stuff should melt away. Yeah, and it's funny, the shady spots, there's still some ice. I noticed on Jericho, the shady side of the Jericho, all along the curb, there's still a foot of ice up there, so, yeah, ice takes a lot longer to melt. But we should put a dent in it today. Over to you, Pete.
Okay, very good. Very good. And, yeah, should put a good dent in it. Of course, we got that rain on Saturday, so that helped wash a bit of it. But there's so much piled up. Some of these piles were 9 and 10 feet high, so that doesn't melt. It takes time to get through that, because what happens is it forms an ice space, and then when it gets cold at night, it freezes up. So it's very hard to get rid of that. It takes a long time. And it looks like they were filling in potholes. I noticed a lot of potholes were filled in over the weekend. I'm sure a lot of people were complaining. A lot of complaints there. I'm just coming up to 25A here, making good time. Yeah, this new routing, I saw the fellow Sal that told me about the different way to go, and it's only 7/10 of a mile to go west and then go straight south, literally in. I'm saving at least 6 minutes or so on my trip, and probably a mile and a half or two. That's good. All right, let's see. I don't know if Pat didn't pick it up, so he should have gotten it. I'll pass over to Pete.
All right. Well, I'm just north of the Cross Bronx here. Seems like I'm doing better. I guess it was worth putting the cable in. Hopefully this transmission's all right. The pass it to Phil.
Pat, why don't you pick it up? I know you're probably getting close to work.
Okay, KB2CWC in the group, that's 2CM in Mobile. Yeah, I'm sitting in the parking lot, so I'm going to make this my last. This end, and I think A5 is crystal clear, so especially on this side, it's almost like interference. Otherwise, everything is fine. And the snow in the yard is down to about an inch or two, so I'm hoping by the weekend it's all clear. I can get there and change the coax. Anyway, gentlemen, have a nice day. Maybe I'll catch you this afternoon. WB2CMF, I'll be clear when you find us. 7:03.
Okay, 73, Pat. Yeah, there's a lot of static on that. Your end. Have a great day. Talk to you later. Don't work too hard. Go ahead, Pete. Pick it up.
All right, very good, Pat. I'll catch you this afternoon heading out of school. And, yeah, there's a little bit of, like, static or... not to do with you. It's just something going on with the link, instrument noise or something that's going on. Pete, you're solid. It's the repeater. And whatever is going on there is going on. And very good. And, yes, the Lutheran High School here. Making good time. And on this routing, there's not as much, very little traffic. so it's a nice way to go. It's pretty level, and it's, you can hear my, the difference in my signal. Phil, would you say, or Pete, I'll turn over to you now, and would you say I'm pretty much DFQ the whole way? Maybe a little noise creeping up here and there, but it seems like I should be pretty much DFQ as the repeater this whole way. Pete?
Yeah, I'm just under the cross bronze, so hopefully I'm getting you out, but is that much better, better than you did weeks ago. So the new round seems to be a solution. And I forgot to wish everyone happy Ides of March and a day early St. Patrick's Day. Phil?
KKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKK Happy St. Patrick's Day. Over to you, Pete.
Yes, and to Phil's brother, Pete, who was born on St. Patrick's Day, so he celebrates his birthday tomorrow. And happy St. Patrick's Day. We had a nice St. Patrick's Day dinner at the church, at my church, Glenhead, Our Savior's Lutheran Church. And the men's group that we have does a nice job of setting up the brunch and everything. So, of setting up the dinner, I should say. The corned beef was very tender. I don't like corned beef, but I did have a little taste of it. And sourdough bread is always delicious, of course. And but it was very, very good, and enjoyed it a lot. So, very successful evening there. We had it at 5:30 until about 7:30 or so. A lot of fun. It's coming around. It's coming around, and we're into a good time tomorrow at the Miller & Chin, which will be passing shortly. Pete, over to you.
Pete. Yeah, my sister who lives just outside outside of Boston sent me some photographs over the weekend of various scenes around the city and in the city, but perhaps the one that caught my attention the most was a photograph of some ice floes that washed up on the beaches in Wellfleet on Cape Cod, just like remnants of icebergs, so chunks of ice that were at least 12 or 15 feet in thickness, just up on the beach. Pretty amazing sight. Anyway, traffic lightened up here. I can't believe I'm going 40. Phil?
It seems like you're making good time, then. Funny, I found morning just over and somewhat decent. Yeah, I don't miss those days, that's for sure. Sitting on the Belle Parkway every morning. Go ahead, please pick it up, Pete. I'm moving over into my car, so I'll make this one short. I'll catch you in Mobile next time around.
Okay, very good. Very good. Okay, W2SET Mobile, just getting on the LIE here in Jericho. There are some wispy clouds, but not much to... The sun's up a bit already, so it's hopefully be bad when we do the bend and the turn of the road here. And very good, Pete, on your sister in Boston. Yeah, she probably didn't go out much during the end of January and February. Well, actually, I think they were getting snow earlier than us in January, so probably laid low for a couple of months there. And because I wouldn't be going out at all in Boston. You couldn't even walk around. You had to walk in the street. Even around here, people were walking in the street. You couldn't. It's very disappointing to see the lack of sidewalk shoveling that went on. I mean, it just didn't happen in a lot of public spots, even that common area where the town was clearly responsible for it. It wasn't the business or anything that was responsible, so townships didn't, you know, do what they were supposed to do. I heard it in the news as well. Pete?
CD2ESY?
I recognize. Yeah, my sister, who's an architect, had to commute to work mostly by car. Fortunately, she had a all-wheel drive car to do that. But, you know, the public transportation system was mostly a failure during, I guess, January and February and you know, the early part of March. And, you know, they've got some major challenges to work on their infrastructure up in Baytown. Anyway, I'm sorry that news station. Go ahead, take a turn and give it to Phil.
Good morning, gentlemen. KD2ESY, Andy here. Pete, I think you're right ahead of me. I just switched from the Pressway onto Northern Parkway in Jericho. My usual Monday morning early, get to work a little early, put in a little extra time. Maybe I can chip away at some of those utility bills. Phil, I believe you are next.
Hey, KD2ESY, KD2CWC. Good morning, Andy. We're all wondering if you met up with Ben. Yeah, it's wow, it is a strong sun. I'm in the car now. Hopefully I'm getting through with the rig in the car. I should be. Over to you, Pete.
You sound fine. Just a very slightest bit of alternator whine in the background, just to let you know. Very, very minor, but just DFQ and solid. Yeah, I wonder where you're going to this morning, because we never hear you in the car in the morning here. Highly unusual. The sun isn't bad. It's not backing up the traffic. Actually, the sun is moving fairly north, and so it's not a problem. And okay, you know. So, that's good. And Andy, yeah, I'm curious if you met up with Ben for breakfast, because you said you were. And if that worked out all right for you. wants to get together with me for, you know, lunch or something, or breakfast, or maybe even dinner. But I'll see how his schedule is. P.S., something with the ice that you're describing off of Cape Cod and Jersey. Does your sister live right in the city of Boston, or just right outside of it when it comes around to you? So I guess I'm handing over to Andy, I believe.
Ben was supposed to give me a call on Sunday, and he just never gave me a call. So we did not get together. I'm going to send him a text. Hopefully we can do it this coming weekend. Went into work or something, I don't know. But our last message was that he was going to give me a call. I didn't want to press the issue, so I didn't bother to respond again, but I will send him a text today. I would really like to meet up with him. But he gets to go to that meeting last Wednesday and was wondering how it went. So I'm sorry, that was two Wednesdays ago, I think.
Pete, you should pick it up next and then turn it over to Phil, I believe.
Yeah, hold on. I still got the rotation. And to answer your question, Pete, my sister lives outside of Boston, but commutes into Boston to work. And the ice is mostly on Cape Cod. Probably washed up from ice flows out on the ocean, given the thickness of them. Must be remnants of glaciers much further north. But when you see them next to people, it's like from another planet. And I believe I give it to, is it Andy? I think it was Andy who came in from the 3rd Avenue Bridge.
You go to Phil and then back to me, and then I turn it over to Andy. Go ahead, Phil.
Okay, Pete. I just switched this to low power. I was wondering if I still got that little alternator. Because I am going through the cigarette lighter. That's one of the things I have to do once the warm weather comes is wire this up directly. Probably be a lot better. Over to you, Andy.
Yeah, I should pick it up. Let me make sure I have it.
Go ahead, Pete.
Okay, very good. And at your DFQ, by the way, Andy, I'm just ahead of you. I'm passing exit 49, and I guess you switched over to the northern state, I believe. And following the cable there, that wasn't the problem. It's just that the area of the repeater is not solid for getting in. And Van Cortlandt Park area is a little low spot there for anybody. So Randy, she sound very good. All right, fine. I'm not being able to get together with Ben. And send him a text or call him, and I guess something came up where he couldn't make it. See what happens this week. But there's no alternator. Why don't you signal now, Phil? With the low power. Yeah, going through the cigarette lighter, you're bound to pick up a little alternator wine. Once you go direct to the battery, that will completely be eliminated. Andy, over to you.
I'm just crossing over Route 110 now. I'd like to try Simplex out here, Pete. That would be interesting. I think we could probably connect through it. Simplex is so close. Anyway, I think I'm going to probably have a weak signal here. I'm going into the valleys again. If you guys cannot hear me too well, Pete, then let me know and I'll just sit on the side for a while until I get close to Selden. KD2ESY.
KD2CWC Mobile. Don't usually say that.
Yeah, Pete, my wife forgot something. She needs at work, so that's why I'm in the car today to drop it off. The one nice thing about working close to home, she's over in Lawlton, so
so it's like a 15-minute ride for me. So no problem dropping it off. Yeah, I'll have to get this Y directly. That's how I figured. If I go on high power, you'll get a little alternator noise. I think Andy gets it next, or Pete. I'm not sure. Go ahead.
All right, let me see if I have it.
Yep, go ahead, Phil.
All right, it's Peter. I think I have it. Anyway, I'll make it easier. I'm going to sign, and I'm going to call into the office. If I don't come back, wish you all a good day, and hopefully catch you in the morning. KC2, KKX, clear, and I'll give it to Pete.
All right, very good, Pete. Well, have a good day, good start to the week, and enjoy. Look forward to speaking to you again soon. Getting into that crossover area, exit 51, 52, go over to the east very shortly. Maybe Jay will be along. The pizza party, by the way, was just this past Wednesday. Andy, not the previous weekend. It was just Jay went, and he said he had a good time, and it was great. Enjoyed it a lot, and so I couldn't get to it. Of course, I had my rehearsal. That was the problem with it. So very good, and so Pete, take care, and Andy, over to you. Give you 73 to Pete, and then it goes around to Phil. Andy.
73, Pete. Have a good day. We'll catch you again soon. I just wonder, Phil, can you still hear me okay? I want to make sure the signal's coming in strong. Or Pete, let me know how you hear me.
A little bit noisy, but you're still holding the repeater.
Park Avenue. I'm just going to listen on the side, guys. I'll pick it up in a little while. Go ahead, Phil.
Okay. Almost to my wife's school. I just gave her a call, told her I'll be there in 2 minutes. Just from being in the car this early. Almost, I feel almost like I'm going to work, because this would be the way I would have been going, too.
All right, very good, Phil. Very good. So you'll go in shortly, and yeah, I'm going to switch over, Andy. I guess you're going to wait a round or two to go over to the east. And I'll continue on there. And yeah, that sounds solid, because that low power took care of, and it was very slight. I mean, on the high power, the alternator wind was quite minimal, so it wasn't any big deal. And once you get it wired directly, you'll have no problem. Over to you, Phil.
Yeah, I'm sure, That'll take care of the problem. I've just got to figure out how I'm going to get it through the firewall and to the battery, which really shouldn't be a problem. I know my brother had a problem with, I think, one of his cars. But then I got to figure out how I want to mount this, too. Maybe I'll mount it to the, I don't know. I got to figure out where I want to put this. And figure out where to put this mic, too. Well, all these little simple things, I'm sure. Yeah, it's a nice change over the HT. I get out a lot better, especially when I'm over by my mom's. I just couldn't hit the repeater from Woodhaven until I had some elevation. With this, you know, I push it up to the 45 watts and I get through no problem. I always said to my brother Pat, I said, you know, Cal gets through, and we're in the same area there. And he said, you know, power is everything.
I think Andy gets it, right?
He's on the side for a round or two because he's going through a low spot, and then he's switching over to the east, so he's, let me just make sure, though. He said he was going to stay on the side. Let me make sure. Yeah, he's going to come back in a round or two when he gets clear of the, because up on the north state where he is, there's some kind of more hillier area compared to the LIE where I am, and so the signal really gets chopped out. Even going over to the east is just tough in that area. So, yeah, I'm passing exit 55. Coming up to 56 repeater sounds pretty full scale, so I'll stay here for another round or two if my signal, how's my signal, Phil?
KW2SCT Mobile, KB2CWC Mobile. Signal so far is good. A little bit of noise, but you're still holding it solid.
Just pulled up to the school here. I'm just waiting for my wife to come out. So I could drop off this thing she needed. And then I'll be on my way back home. Nice little short trip. At least the car gets a little bit of a ride, too. I always said the worst thing to do is, you know, just let a car sit. Don't wind up getting problems. Especially the older a car gets, so. It's getting a little cheap today. And here comes my wife, so I'll be back in about 2 minutes.
Okay, very good, Phil. Okay, I'm going to switch over in the meantime and make the switch over. So, all right, catch you in a couple minutes. And Andy, I'll pick you up in a minute when I switch over and everything. W2SCT Mobile. And I'll see you in a minute, Andy.
KD2ESY.
With it. And it's a pretty good turnout. coming in 2SC T-Mobile.
JSC. Now I remember how the party was last Wednesday. I didn't go because I was working on some stuff for the fire. How aggravating. Soon this stuff will be over, I hope. Soon, I hope.
E2CWZ.
Fine, Bill. Yeah, she, your wife came out and picked up what she needed and saw it over to you. Yeah, I'm up to 459 now, Bill, so I should be pretty soon. You're coming up nicely, too. And, well, Bill, over to you, W2SCT Mobile. Yeah, it's nice to run the car, Bill. I'll get a little exercise in the car there. Can't help. Help, but, hurt, but help, you know.
W2SET Mobile, KB2CWZ Mobile. Andy, leave a little more space so somebody can break in. I tried three times to have ever seen. Now I understand when people tell me, yo, leave a little space. Yeah, that's the reason. You're coming good. I'm surprised. I guess, you know, it's a little weaker this morning. The link maybe, I don't know. But yeah, you're coming in good, fine now. I'll see you, Andy.
Will do, sorry about that. The road repair crews are out already. Boy, they have a lot of repairing. They're on 347, filling in some of the potholes. This is a brand new boat. Ready to have some. This was murder on the road. I'm going to have to stop for gas. I'm almost on reserve. I'm going to find a gas station, guys.
Okay, very good, K2ESY, W2SET Mobile. All right, very good. And, it's a brand new road. You were saying there are some potholes, or I'm surprised it's a brand new road. Any potholes? They just did that paving, I think, a year ago or so. And that area where you are, Andy, you know, past... government buildings there on the right that you're passing until it splits off. So, very good. And leaving the space is very important in operating, so people get that, but you can't get in when they're picking it up so rapidly. You go in 2, 3, 4 times before you can get through. Good, and looks like a good week, and look forward to St. Patty's Day. It could be a little rainy, though, I guess, in the afternoon. Talking about some rain coming in. And then a little colder on Wednesday. And the first day of spring looks to be somewhat rainy on Friday. So, how it goes unless they move it back a day. It'd be nice if they could move it overnight, Friday to Saturday, so we have a nice weekend, you know, because Saturday was such a washout, and we had all that heavy fog, Saturday night was really heavy. Phil, over to you.
Yeah, it rained Saturday. In fact, I went and got the wife's car inspected Saturday morning. It was a nice steady rain. Happy to say that at least that went without a hitch. And I told the guy, yeah, I'm over $3,000 into this car. This thing better pass inspection. And it did, no problem. So I'm happy. I'm happy that, we're talking only rain and not snow.
Yeah.
That's a biggie. I don't want to see any more snow. I mean, like Boston, they said they got the 3 inches, they're happy. But now, you know, March snow melts. You know, it's not like February snow where it stays and stays. So, yeah, they're happy they broke the record, and I'm sure they're going to be equally happy that in a day or two that'll be gone.
Go ahead, Phil. Andy, go ahead, pick it up.
All right, thanks. I am on reserve now. I got to find the gas station here. So I'm going to be off for a few minutes. KQESY.
Okay,
myself.
We're heading out. Out of the light.
No. I'm thinking, you know, now that I'm out of the mountain, maybe I'll stop and get myself an egg sandwich.
Oh, very good. And, yeah, I got my egg salad already. Except with that, maybe you'll grab an egg salad sandwich on the way back. The egg salad on the way back home. And Phil, I wonder what you do for St. Patrick's Day, because your brother said he might go out to dinner to see his wife somewhere. But they have the big celebration Saturday, apparently. His wife's a little superstitious about having the celebration before his birthday. Phil?
E2SET Mobile, KD2CWC Mobile. Yeah, I'll just probably have a quiet day tomorrow. You know, everybody's working, you know. My wife will probably make me something that I like for dinner. My brother went out yesterday with his wife. My sister's the one that's superstitious. Normally we would have